I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Go through the book of Mark and look at the life of Jesus and the lessons and teaching he gave his disciples throughout. And then to say to ourselves, well, we certainly aren't going to turn, you know, two little fish and some bread into, you know, thousands of, feed thousands off of it. But in reality, the Word of God is compared to bread, and how can we take the Word of God and feed somebody? So I think we have responsibility to take the words of Jesus, to take his Word, and feed people. That's how I look at, I feel like I'm feeding someone. I need to feed them.
Great advice, Dana. You know, we have a caller calling in who has just a question about what it means to be transparent in discipleship, and she wants to remain anonymous, but are you there, caller?
Yes.
What's your question for Dana?
Well, my question is, you know, how transparent do you be with and be authentic as well? Let's say you're having some marital issues, but you feel that you're supposed to share life and disciple others, but you know you're struggling yourself with certain things, but you don't want to just lay your feelings on your sleeve, but also be authentic, but and also guard your protection with your spouse and your issues.
Yes, I mean, that is a great question because that's who we are. And I have done that. I've sat down with a woman ready to teach her, you know, my prepared content, and I'm mad at my husband. I'm mad at Tom, or we're having an issue or something like that. So, you know, sometimes I will not talk about it at all. But sometimes when it's appropriate, I might allude to the fact that, you know, Tom and I just had the biggest fight today. You know, I mean, I just try to be natural and honest. Now, I think also we need to be sensitive to the person that we're sharing this with and how much they can handle and all that. And again, that is the part of the gentle art, because we do want to present ourselves not as perfect women, because we're not perfect, but we do want to present ourselves as women who are growing. So when I am in, you know, since you used that example, when Tom and I have had maybe an argument in the morning or a big discussion and things just aren't settled yet, I need to, if it applies, to be real about that. She doesn't need to know every detail or every little piece of anguish that is in my heart, but I can allude to that. And in a way, you know, other women are encouraged when they find out that, wow, you and Tom, you actually had a you know, a heavy-duty discussion on something, that you weren't happy or you cried or, you know, I think being real opens the pathway to journey of we're all on journey, we're all on the path to maturity, you know, and sometimes we blow it and some, you know, and we, so does that make sense? We just need to be aware of how much we share, I think.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.